Well, good day, America. Welcome to the Sports Attack. I'm Bob Black. He's Senator Roberto out on the West Coast, making sure it stays on the air. And guess what? Not always the easiest of tasks. We're here to talk to you about sports today, and we're going to have a lot of fun doing it, as we always do here. It's toll free telephone number of the attack. And we're going to set it up for you right after the break, but a lot to talk about, World Series and everything else that follows it, but we'll give that a lot of love to start out with. More important for us at this point in time is to tell you how to get us. And first, you can go to our award-winning website. Annie Cruz was on, so you know what it is, the AVN. And click on the Listen Live button, and there we are, live and in living color. We've got all the various different devices that you can get us on, whether you're on your iPhone or your Android or your laptop, or you're sitting at the big desk in the office. You know, you're the head cheese. You're the big shot. You're the guy. You're calling the shots. You're in early. Maybe you're not. But here's the deal. Whether you're on your personal computer, whether you're on a laptop, whether you're on anywhere, any W, it's a beautiful thing. And not only that, you can archive stuff. You can dig stuff out of the hole. You can get stuff out of the cellar. You can get stuff out of the basement. Particular interview that you wanted to hear, boom, there for you. Yeah, this is how it is. It's a beautiful thing. Most important for us, the American Forces Radio Network, Army Navy, baby, right around the corner. Show's going to be on the 8th. Live and in living color from Philadelphia, and on the 9th, we'll be at the game. That'll be a lot of fun, too. From what I understand, Mr. Tittle is going to be there as well, and we'll be chatting about that going forward. But, you know, American Forces Radio Network, it's all about these guys and girls. They're all over the world protecting our hind end. You and I sitting in comfort. You're in the big chair. It's a beautiful thing. You see one of these girls, one of these guys, go up, say hi, thank them. Tap them on the shoulder, say thank you. Then get out of the way because they're going to work. I'm Black. We'll be back and going to work ourselves right after this short timeout. Don't go anywhere.
If you're a pro, you don't buy a little of this or that. You buy a lot of this or that. And at the Home Depot, you save even more. Save up to 15% in bulk discounts on select pro-grade products from top brands like 3M, Loctite, and Liquid Nails. As a pro, you work hard for your money. You shouldn't have to work hard to save it. Up to 15% in bulk discounts on select pro-grade products. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. See store for details.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531.
800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
There are certain people you can always trust. Your grandma, your grandma's friends, lifeguards, action movie heroes who tell you to trust them. But there's no one you can trust more than your doctor. And when it comes to their own frequent heartburn, doctors and pharmacists trust the power of the purple pill, Nexium 24-Hour. And when you choose Nexium 24-Hour, you'll see why. When it comes to heartburn, trust the brand doctors trust, Nexium 24-Hour. May take 1 to 4 days, use as directed.
You're back with The Attack. I'm Bob Black. It's 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. So let's set the table for this mess today. And got a lot of stuff on tap. We got us some baseball. We got a little bit of everything. It's a beautiful thing. The tall tales of Jose Altuve. You know, he's the best player in the game, man. He really is right now. All due respect to Mike Trout. He makes it go. 5'4". They say 5'6", but he's 5'4". Think about that. You know, if you're a person who's 6 foot, 5'4". Hits with pop. I mean, he is the man. And he's going to be the key player. Because as he goes, the team goes. That's literally all of it. You know, everybody else is great. Springer's a terrific player. Marvin Gonzalez can play anywhere. Correa's all the way back at shortstop, but it's 164 pounds. They get 24 home runs and 81 RBIs this year with a .346 batting average. And with all due respect to Aaron Judge, he's going to win the MVP, and rightfully so. And his OPS is a shade under 1,000. Slugging percentage, .547. His OBP is over 400. He does everything. He does everything. Steals a few bases here and there. Only got caught 6 times, stole 32. So he's a threat there. But with this lineup, you don't want to run your way out of innings. It's going to be one hell of a good series. And with all due respect to Cleveland, which had the best winning record in baseball, This is a hell of a team. Best record in the American League, I'm sorry. But, you know, Houston was right there a game back. And albeit for that stretch where Cleveland, you know, won 22 games in a row. The more consistent team all year in the American League was Houston. Yankees gave them everything they could handle. The Yankees better get used to it there because the evil empire is back. They're going to win a lot of baseball games going forward. The big story for them will be who will be running the team. Are they going to be able to come to terms with Joe Girardi? Are they ready to turn the page? This is a delicate balance. Brian Cashman will be back, and they will match his number. He turned around in a couple of years. An old, slow, declining team into a team with a bunch of young stars supplemented by veterans. At a relatively reasonable price. I mean, they're still one of the highest payrolls in baseball. But for the Yankees, they're not trying to outspend everybody in order to get their team. And they're going to be around for a while. Problem is, who's going to be the chef? Who's going to be stirring the pot? A lot of criticism of Girardi, obviously, with the Cleveland series. You know, but the guy's a winner. Winning. Winster, World Series ring, 6 playoff appearances in 10 years. Hello? It's not good enough. We expect to be in the World Series every year. Shut up! Sit down! Yankee fans. But with that being said, whether or not they can come to an agreement, because it seems as if some in the organization are not high on him. Be careful what you wish for. Anyway, that said, Stroh's in the... So they got a chip on their shoulders. Stros, back for the first time in forever as well. They've never won the World Series. They got a mission. So it's cool. There's a whole lot going on tonight. Dallas Keuchel, Clayton Kershaw. Out in L.A., we're expected to be in the mid-90s. Oofa. That's going to be interesting. Says anything to do with it, you know, all kinds of good stuff. Now, I mean, you know, in theory, this thing could blow up in that, you know, sometimes great teams just lay an egg, and it could happen to either one of these teams. You know, Kershaw in the NLCS finally got the monkey off his back. His first start was not very good, but his second was freaking dominant against the Cubs. But, you know, they're unproven. He's their leader, but, you know, he's certainly taken his lumps in the postseason. And then you have a team in Houston. Harder unproven. And it's going to be one of those situations where let's see if somebody chokes. Let's see who shows up. And you know the drill. Every single time in the World Series, it's some relative unknown who steps up and gets it done. You know, will it be Justin Turner? Now, here's a guy that, you know, again, it you look at the team itself, and when they picked him up off the Mets for nothing, you know, nobody knew he was going to turn into this player. And anybody, you know, wow, I heard Met fans here arguing, you know, wow, you know, we could have held on to him, and look, we would have had, yeah, okay, great. You could tell, or at least I could tell, when I was watching him, that he could hit a bit. I had no idea he was going to turn into the player he turned into. He's 32 years old, too. He's no kid. And he had his best year in the major leagues, 21 home runs, 71 RBIs. He's not a big power hitter. I mean, 21 home runs, relatively speaking now, it's solid, but it's not great. But he had his highest average. He scored 72 runs. He was clutch. Slugging percentage of .530. I mean, another 41% guy. And he was there. He's just, you know, he's one of those guys. He's a glue guy, like we'd like to talk about here on this show. And he fits perfectly in that lineup. Will he be the hero? You know, will it be the kid, Forsythe? And he ain't no kid. He's been around a while. You know, here's a guy 224 during the regular season. Will it be Curtis Granderson? You know, Corey Seager is going to be back on the roster, but will he be playing shortstop or will he be DHing? These are the questions. And when you look down their lineup, and you know, as we start to preview this a little bit, it's a lot of you know, I'm like 99% sure that Gonzalez isn't going to play. But Cody Bellinger's their pop in the middle of the lineup playing first base. You know, this is for them. Their first time on the big stage. Granderson's been there before. He gave them a lot going down a stretch, especially when he first got there. But, you know, again, he's 36 years old. Will he step up on the big stage? You know, the injury to Seager is not to be overlooked. Hernandez defensively filled in very nicely, but he's not a hitter by any means. Which Yasiel Puig is going to show up, the one that generates energy or the one that's a pain in the ass? They seem to have found a nice balance with him. Dave Roberts knows how to use him. Puig said the other day, he goes, when I'm stupid, he sits me on the bench, which I appreciate. Okay, well, that's good. You know, because if you're not going to sit there and sulk, that's good. But I'll tell you what, if he shows up some of those Houston pitchers, they're going to drill him square in his behind. It's interesting. It's an interesting matchup that we'll continue to break down right after this short break. More Dodger talk, and then on to Houston right after this short timeout. I'll make my predictions, and you guys can laugh. That's it. I'm Black. You're not. Don't go anywhere.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
You're back with the attack. I'm Bob Black. He's Senator Roberto out on the coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Toll free telephone number of the attack. Sports by Line USA, Series Satellite Radio. Yeah, you know the drill. You know, we're talking baseball here. And Dave Roberts has done a hell of a job. He finally got this team to the point where Mattingly could not. But to be fair about it, in the grand scheme of things, different mix of players. You know, Mattingly had Puig when he first broke in, and, you know, he was somebody that could not be dealt with in many areas. You know, Bellinger was young, trying to figure it out. They didn't know if he was just going to be a strikeout machine that occasionally made pop. Whatever the circumstances were, the pitching was good but not great because Kershaw didn't show up in the postseason. Kenley Jansen hadn't become Kenley Jansen yet. And, you know, they were in the process of figuring it out, and they have figured it out. It takes a little while. And they've done a heck of a job to get there. And they are now a team that is to be reckoned with on a consistent basis. Record in baseball. And deservedly so. You know, I mean, look, I picked them to get bumped off by Arizona. Couldn't have been more wrong about that. But you never knew which Dodger team is going to show up, the one that won 104 games or the one that lost 13 out of 14 or whatever the hell the number was, 16 in a row. I mean, you know, you think about that. They should have shattered the all-time win record. And instead, they just had a bump, a fart, whatever you want to call it, right in the middle of the season. And then, you know, that was it. Look at this team as a whole. They're deep. They have a lot of depth on the team, but they need it. Because, frankly, there's not really the superstar on the starting lineup. I guess Bellinger is the closest thing they have. That you would say to yourself, okay, this is the guy that's going to get it done for us in the key spot. He's the guy that, you know, whatever. And tain't necessarily so. Now, can all those pieces make it happen? I don't know. You know, if Seager was in the lineup, tough call. You know, they've activated him for the World Series. He'll be there. I mean, you know, there's a couple of, I mean, if Adrian Gonzalez was in this lineup, I'd pick him in a heartbeat. I would with the pitching, but he's not. And, you know, the back, the elbow, all the various different things. We'll see. I haven't looked at the final rosters yet, but if he's there and can contribute, that's great. I don't think that's going to happen. They did activate Seager, and I would imagine if they put Seager on the roster, they would have announced Gonzalez at the same time. So I'm thinking that he's not going to be playing. But, you know, Bellinger's more than capable where he is. You know, Chris Taylor came up and gave them a whole bunch. Maybe he's the unsung hero because nobody knows who he is. Grandal will catch all seven games. They're a very solid unit. I'm not sure about the bullpen. Like I said, you look at the guys on the DL for them. And I mean, I'm talking about guys like Kazmir and Garcia and Dayton and a lot of their depth. But they've managed to band together and really make something happen for this town and for this city. You know, and that's something else that we're dealing with here is the unification of two cities. And this is going to be a friendly World Series. And what I mean by that is don't be surprised when they play tonight if there's some remembrance of what went on in Northern California with the wildfires, and you know that will be mentioned probably. The Stros are wearing the patches. And I think it's going to be one of those, you know, there's no real hatred here. It's just going to be a lot of kumbaya and hanging together and, you know, making sure that the cities respect each other. And by the way, that's good. And that's good. So that'll be fun. I like hatred myself, but hey, you know, what are you going to do? You know, Dodgers are you know, it's a 104-win team. They're a very good ballpark, ball team that plays together. And they've managed to get it done. Yu Darvish showed up big in the postseason. Let's see what he does. Alex Wood had a hell of a year. And go, yeah, okay. And even Kershaw's on a short leash. It's the way this stuff's going to be managed. This is what goes on in the postseason now. But Houston, I believe, has the advantage in this series. And yeah, okay, I'm picking them. I'll pick them in six. The Stros are a very good baseball team. On a mission. They got tested. You know, the ease of which they dispatched the Red Sox, who I think have as good a pitching as the Dodgers. Maybe a shade under. Showed what they can be. Now, one thing that Dave Roberts has done, and I'll put the blame strictly on Mattingly here. You know, Kershaw's going to pitch on regular rest in game one. Now, with Donnie Baseball, he pitched on short rest a number of times. And he got to the sixth inning in any number of games, hit the wall, and boom. He also got lit up a couple times. But in some of those games, because those stats are a little bit deceiving with the 6-7 with the high ERA, he pitched well until he got to the sixth, and then, you know, third time round, they lit him up. He's going up against Dallas Keuchel. Astros are good. Playoff appearances. Dodgers have been bad against left-handed pitching. Not so much this time around. Turner got 4-64, which, you know, is a bargain. And now you got Puig, Taylor. You know, Bellinger. And they've all hit against lefties. Now you look at this Houston team. Really do. Correa with the 9 postseason RBI. I mean, you know, Springer's got 10 hits. I mean, this is a balanced, powerful team that I think is probably finally going to bring the first championship back to Houston. It's, you know, again, going down this lineup, you got guys with experience. This will be the last go-around for Carlos Beltran, who will be DHing. Mr. Everyman, does he become the relative unknown that gets it done? You know, Carlos Correa came back after the thumb injury, and, you know, it's a ton of games. 24 home runs, 84 RBIs. Got it done. And hit 315. He would have had a monster year. Back right after this, Mo Baseball, because that's better than no baseball.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly, satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Anchor.fm is a great new platform that has some of the coolest audio on the planet. You'll find Rick Tittle's Comedy Spotlight and his interviews with all of today's biggest comedians, plus the best in politics, music, and more. Anchor has it all. And if you want to get in on the action, you can start your own station and be the DJ you've always dreamed of. If you're looking to launch a podcast, Anchor is the easiest way to begin. And with so many ways to interact with your listeners, you'll be destined for greatness. So check out the Comedy Spotlight and more at anchor.fm.
Yeah, you're back with the attack, Bob Black. Send you Roberto out on the coast. Sports. I'm looking at Carlos Correa's stats, and he played in 109 games out of a possible 162. 422 at-bats, and he still had 133 hits, 24 home runs, and 84 RBIs. He's a monster. He's a monster. And he's healthy. He struggled with the thumb when he first got back. They're the best shortstop-second base combination in baseball. And they're going to be paying them to stick around for quite a while. Teams, and certain teams are built for the long haul. Dodgers can spend a ton of money and have. Gonzalez will retire after the season. They're going to be making adjustments. Kershaw is Kershaw, and unless his arm falls off, he'll be there for a while. But you look at the rest of that lineup, although they're paying good money to people, they also have a bunch of youth. They got rid of a whole bunch of people. They were clogging up the payroll. And then, you know, although they are still spending money because they have some of the highest paid pitchers in baseball, you know, not overly compensated. Let's put it that way. Now, they'll be paying guys like Corey Seager and Clay Bellinger and all those guys somewhere down the line. And by then, some of those pitchers will be gone. But you look at Houston, all their money is top-heavy on their pitching staff as well. Bringing in Verlander and his monster contract and you know, Kershaw. I mean, yeah, I'm all right. I'm blanking on the guy. But, they, Keuchel gets paid well. But you look at Altuve, who signed the extension, and you look at Correa. I mean, there ain't no play here. These guys are great. And this team is going to be good for a while. You know, Springer's another one, right in the prime of his career. It took him a while to get there. You know, he failed on some levels. It took him a while to get there. 231, 276, last year, although you saw the signs. 261, this year he blossomed. But he's another one, too. He was hurt. He only played 140 games. Team. Gurriel hasn't hit with any pop in the postseason, but he certainly hit. And again, not a kid. 33 years old. He is what he is. Will he be there? Will he not be there going forward? No, probably not. They'll make adjustments. Bregman's turning into one of the best third basemen in baseball. Got a shot at Rookie of the Year. You know, he's young. Can he do it again down the line? Well, I hope so. We'll see. But they're a damn good baseball team. They really are. This particular year, Ken Giles has been brilliant. Would I take Kenley Jansen over him? Yeah, I would. I ain't going to lie. There you go, Helen. Not going to lie to you. But it's an even matchup of two very good baseball teams. And look, I'm picking Houston. Could it go the other way? Hell yes. Would I be surprised if it went out the other way? Hell no. Dodgers are a proven commodity. Dodgers are the Dodgers. I mean, you know, there's so much history there that it's amazing. Astros haven't been the same since the Mets beat them. No, I mean, seriously. Yeah, you know, they're there repping this city who's never had a championship in baseball. Never. Think about that. Over the years. The ballpark's incredible. What a beautiful place to watch a game. But the city's been to hell and back. And this team wants to rep. You know, we can go into all the numbers and everything. You know, quite honestly, I don't care. I don't do numbers, at least not very often. I do the eyeball test. You know. It's going to be a hell of a matchup. Market number two against market number three. I mean, Houston is fun. They're a fun team to watch. Energetic. Like I said, that DP combination, best in baseball. There's no getting about it. The second place is way in the rearview mirror. And there's good ones around Major League Baseball right now. Cubs, Yankees, you name it. There's terrific DP combinations, but they all take a back seat. Difference. Because it's not just offense, it's defense as well. They're both brilliant up the middle. And like I said, as Altuve goes, he's the guy. 5'4", 164 pounds, sitting in the middle of the lineup, whacking the baseball. As I said, 90s. Tonight in L.A. That's a great line in one of the preview articles. Dallas Keuchel says he likes to work up a healthy sweat in the mound because of a better grip on the baseball. Well, you're in the right place, baby. They're calling for a high of 101 degrees in L.A. And it'll be in the upper 90s by the time 5 o'clock kicks around. I'll be curious to see about the shadows. This could end up being a low-hitting game. And I have to be honest, I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know how the shadows play in Chavez. But the weather's going to be warm. Ball flies when the weather's warm. So if they can see it, we'll see. I like Houston in six. We'll find out. Hell, I've been wrong about everything else this year. Why not this? So. Anyway, more baseball stuff. Mets got him a manager. And Mickey Callaway is going to be the guy. Everybody in New York is going, who? Who? Well, Sandy Alderson, who is the king of analytics, he was doing analytics before it was cool, said he had 35 names for the job to start out with, including, you know, guys like Brad Ausmus and Robin Ventura and the hitting coach Kevin Long. And, you know, some of them said they didn't want to be considered. Some of them dropped out. Some of them were pushed out. But as Alderson said, Mickey Callaway, for whatever reason, and I'll take this back to Tito Francona, has an impact when he meets with people that, you know, they say close the interview. He manages to do it. And they went through the first round. They, you know, had narrowed it down as they were going through. Alderson said, what does he talk to Mickey Callaway? There was no doubt that they were going to go through with it. He said they finished the first round of interviews and decided there was only one man for the job. So they convinced Mickey to come to New York. 3-year deal, option for a fourth. And that's the norm. You get a year to get your feet wet. Second year, you better damn well be competitive. Third, we want you winning. Fourth, you're out the door if you don't. And I don't want to say he's the antithesis of Terry Collins, but, you know, here is a guy at 42 years of age, a lot younger. Maybe although the players did respond to him. He was a hard ass. But he also seemed to get that balance of being able to talk to the younger guys and understand that they were professionals. Now, one thing I liked right off the bat, and I saw this in the press conference, was that Callaway said one thing he's going to do, he's going to do the research into how the Met pitchers train before making any adjustments in their routine. Now, don't forget, the Mets fired Ray Ramirez. Mets have been hurt like no team in baseball over the last few years. They managed to get through it for the most part until this year. But their pitchers have been hurt. And that's supposed to be the dominant side of their baseball club. Well, they got the right guy, because the best pitching staff in baseball over the last couple of years has been the Cleveland Indians. Now, he's got a lot to work with in talent. But whether or not they're on the field remains to be seen. You know, and you look at the team, you've got a Miami team in transition that needs with their people that are making the decision. So they may end up being a year or two away. And Philadelphia is in the process, but they're struggling. So it's still there for the Mets as far as talent goes. They can compete with Washington. The question is, will they compete with Washington? You got a big question mark in Conforto, who came off the shoulder injury, and he's going to be out for months. Because of the tear in the capsule. And whether or not he's ever the same player remains to be seen. This is a career-threatening injury. And he was one of the few Mets that was having a monster year. And he was. Will the training method of Cespedes alter his success? And can Juan Lagares stay on the field? They're not going to move him. They need him. But he's also a lot of question marks on this team. But where they don't is the pitching, not in talent. Their question marks are health. We'll finish it up right there on the other side. I am Bob Black. You are not. Go to the bathroom. Come back.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it?
for a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
You're back with The Attack. I'm Bob Black. Sandy Roberto, Mickey Callaway, new manager of the Mets. And, you know, you look at this team, and they'll make moves in the offseason, but it even without Conforto, although I do believe that he's the guy you need to have in your lineup in order to make it work, but I don't see where he's going to be back until the middle of the season. They've committed to Dominic Smith, which we'll find out whether or not that's a real good idea or not. I'm not sold on him as well. He's a hell of a defensive first. Everywhere he's gone, but it's taken him a while to get started. And we'll see how it plays. You know, he hit .198 in the 50 games that he played, 49 games that he played. A little bit of pop. He's adjusting. But they've committed to the youth on this team. Who's going to play second? Will it be Cabrera? Will it be Flores? Where does TJ Rivera fit in? Who got hurt? And then you got Cespedes, Nimmo, Lagares, Conforto in the outfield. Darno and Plawecki. You know. Does David Wright ever come back? Probably not. For them, it's pitching. Get healthy, they'll compete. If they're not, they won't. It's as simple as that. Mickey Callahan, got your hands full. Best get it done. All right, that's it for this hour. We'll come back. We'll have more fun. We'll go to college football after this and, you know, on to the pros as well. We'll talk a little Monday Night Football and move on with our week on the gridiron. I'm Black. You're not. Don't go anywhere.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The brother of a soldier killed in Niger this month wants to know if military mistakes led to his brother's death. Staff Sergeant Dustin Wright's brother issuing a statement this morning saying the four Special Forces operators who were killed would have been lucky to get out alive under the best of circumstances. Will Wright says he hopes the investigation of the tragedy will show where any mistakes were made so they can be fixed going forward. There was a Pentagon briefing about the incident yesterday, where the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Joe Dunford, said,
"We owe the families that have fallen more information, and that's what the investigation is designed to identify."
Four Green Berets were killed in an ambush by a terrorist group with ties to ISIS. U.S. officials reportedly suspect those troops may have been set up by terrorists.
That's Sharon Reed reporting. President Trump's to attend the GOP caucus luncheon today to push his sweeping tax cuts plan. This is USA Radio News.
Now when you buy select HP printers from Staples, you can print free for life. That's right. Print up to 15 pages per month for free when you buy select HP printers from Staples. Get the confidence of never running out of ink and having to run out for more. The confidence of having ink automatically show up in your mailbox before you need it. HP ink delivered to your door. Print free for life. Staples. It's pro time. Print 15 pages per month for free. Pay as you go after that or upgrade to another plan. See staples.com/printfreeforlife for details.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
A former Democratic president says he agrees with President Trump that the media is being tougher on his administration than it's been on probably any other president. Here's USA Radio's Jason Wirt.
Former President Jimmy Carter says President Trump is getting tougher media treatment than any of his predecessors. Carter told the New York Times, quote, "The media have been harder on Trump than any other president," unquote. Carter added the news media think they feel free to claim Trump is mentally deranged and everything else without hesitation. The former Democratic chief executive also defending Trump's style against claims that the president's style is souring relations with the rest of the world. Carter said the situation might be escalating, but he thinks it precedes Trump. Carter also countered the Democratic argument that the Russians helped President Trump win the election. He said Americans just didn't vote for Hillary Clinton.
Senators expected to approve big disaster relief legislation this week, an over $36 billion measure to help recovery from Hurricanes Harvey, Irma, and Maria. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
The Federal Aviation Administration is investigating Air Canada after a second near-miss incident occurred at San Francisco International Airport over the weekend. The flight from Montreal was getting ready to land Sunday night when an air traffic controller radioed to the crew several times, telling them to abort the landing because an earlier flight was still clearing the runway. The Air Canada crew failed to respond and later claimed it was having a problem with its radio. That earlier flight did clear the runway, and the Air Canada flight landed without any incident, but it's the second near-miss incident at SFO involving Air Canada. Back in July, an airline pilot mistook a taxiway for a runway and came within 60 feet of a crash landing on other planes. The lineup for an upcoming benefit concert in Nashville keeps growing. Mark Mayfield has more.
That's the only way I know. Don't stop till everything's gone.
Country Rising Downtown Jam was going to be held at the Ascend Amphitheater on the same night as the original Country Rising concert at Bridgestone Arena. Both events are taking place on November the 12th. The first concert features Jason Aldean, Chris Stapleton, George Strait, Carrie Underwood, and many more, while the second one features Tucker Bethard, Lindsay L., Chris Jansen, John Party, and Carly Pierce. The concerts will benefit hurricane relief efforts, as well as the victims of the Las Vegas shooting. Tickets to the Ascend Amphitheater show go on sale this Thursday.
Remember, you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003, 800-485-6003, 800-485-6003.
Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
You're back with The Attack. I'm Bob Black. He's Senator Roberto. Sports Attack rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, all the affiliates around the country, and all the various different places you can get us. It's a beautiful thing. iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher. You know the drill. A funky day up here in New York today. A little bit of wind, supposed to get some rain, stuff blowing around on the patio. Water coming up the shoreline, tide coming in, a little bit of everything here. I'm a lucky man. I'm a lucky man where I live. I got a beautiful view of the ocean. You know, life is bueno. Truly is. Enjoy it. Believe me when I tell you. And, you know, it's if you're sitting and you're listening, maybe you're getting your day rolling. You know, it's still relatively early. It's 9 o'clock in the morning. Not everybody starts at 9. Some do. Most do. Some don't. Check it out. Check out the Spano and Black Attack. Ooh, hello. Love to you, man. It was good hanging out with you Friday. Now, you know, here in the Sports Attack, we have a lot of fun. We really do. And, you know, if you're grabbing us on the go, which we talk about all the time, use your devices, you know? Like I said, one of the great pastimes here in this neighborhood is people running with their dogs or their child. A lot of baby buggies with mommies attached to them running up and down trying to knock off the baby weight and all that kind of good stuff. And they're very nice people and they're having a good time. And most of them are wearing headphones and most of them are listening to the Sports Attack here in the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. So check it out. Use your devices. You can go live. It's a beautiful thing. And if you can't, grab some archive stuff. Most important for us, American Forces Radio Network, these guys and girls that protect our six each and every day. And in reality, they're running towards guys or girls in the street, buy them a cup of coffee, pat them on the back, give them an attaboy or attagirl, and thank them. Then get on about your day because they're getting on about theirs. I'm Black. You're not. Don't go nowhere.
If you're a pro, you don't buy a little of this or that. You buy a lot of this or that. And at the Home Depot, you save even more. Save up to 15% in bulk discounts on select pro-grade products from top brands like 3M, Loctite, and Liquid Nails. As a pro, you work hard for your money. You shouldn't have to work hard to save it. Up to 15% in bulk discounts on select pro-grade products. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. See store for details.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more.
Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
There are certain people you can always trust. Your grandma, your grandma's friends, lifeguards, action movie heroes who tell you to trust them. But there's no one you can trust more than your doctor. And when it comes to their own frequent heartburn, doctors and pharmacists trust the power of the purple pill, Nexium 24-Hour. And when you choose Nexium 24-Hour, you'll see why. When it comes to heartburn, trust the brand doctors trust, Nexium 24-Hour. May take 1 to 4 days, use as directed.
Welcome back to The Attack. I'm Bob Black. Sports Attack rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, and all the various other places you can get us. It's a beautiful thing. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number at BobBlack71. It works. A lot to talk about in the world of sports. It's great. It's a great time of year. Everything's full cylinder. NBA. College basketball, college football, college basketball is right around the corner. NFL. Major League Baseball, obviously getting ready to wrap up its season. You know, we'll spill into middle of the week NFL tomorrow. But one thing I wanted to talk about, and this is, you know, I have an interesting take, I think, on Steph Curry and Kevin Durant, where they got tossed the other night. The Golden State Warriors are the best team in basketball, okay? They just are. And that's all well and good. But sometimes these teams get carried away with themselves, and they think that they can get away with anything. Now, they played Memphis the other night, and they got their hind end handed to them. Now, it was a good game. They crawled back into it, or tried to at the end. But at the end of the game, Steph Curry and Kevin Durant got tossed. And Kevin Durant is pretty immature. You know, he's got a chip on his shoulder. He thinks the whole world is against him. He didn't like the criticism he got when he moved out of OKC. And jumped on the Golden State bandwagon to get a ring. I had no problem with him doing that. Okay? They can criticize him all they want. He got it done. He went there to bring a championship back to them after Cleveland took it away from them. And they did exactly that. And guess what? That's okay. You're a free man in the United States of America. Go work where you want to work. Go do what you want to do. You had the option because of your contract to move on, and you made the decision to do so. That's all well and good. And if people want to hate on you, that's okay. How you respond is up to you. I don't think he's responding particularly well. He thinks everybody is out to get him. It hasn't affected him on the court. And maybe that's what he needs to do, is play with a chip on his shoulder. But in the Memphis game, Steph Curry got called for a foul. and he didn't like it. I'm sorry, he drove the basket and didn't get it. Probably dropped the F-bomb and got tossed from the game. Now, the issue was no longer in doubt. But he got tossed, and Kevin Durant went up and said something too, and he got tossed. But here's the issue that I have. And this is strictly with Curry. Okay, he's arguably one of the best players in the game. He's top five. He's an MVP. He's unique. He's an elite scorer who can also pass the ball. And for his size, because they list him at 6'3", and he's more like 6'2", probably 6'1". He rebounds. And here's what I mean. He's gotten into this habit over the last few years of when he doesn't like a call or he gets tossed, he gets a technical on him, he throws his mouthpiece. And again, I will give the benefit of the doubt in that maybe it was strictly frustration. But the more I watch him, and, you know, this happened back in the Cleveland series. You know, but this time around it was with the Grizz. And they canned him $50,000. And rightfully so. I got to be real careful how I word this. You know, it happened before, like I said. 2016 in the Cleveland series, he threw one at a fan. You know, he travels. A lot of times, you know, he'll take the mouthpiece and he's chewing on the side of his mouth. But here's the thing. He got tossed. Now, to me, he's spitting. Okay? There, I said it. He's spitting. He threw it at the ref. And I think that unfortunately, that's what you're dealing with. It's his way of getting around hocking a loogie. And he can't get away with it. He can talk about the you know, I wasn't throwing it at the ref. I didn't mean to do it. Well, all right, look. I don't buy it. I just don't. And he gets away with it because he's Steph. Like I said, if it had happened once, I'd say to myself, okay. You know, he screwed up. He probably meant to throw it at the ref, but he screwed up, and I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. This is far from the first time that's happened. He threw the mouthpiece at a fan. He threw the mouthpiece at the ref this time. And, you know, think about it. This is something, it's in his mouth, it's coated with saliva, and he throws it at people. Well, guess what? It's the same as spitting. He doesn't get the criticism because of the fact it's a physical object that he tosses. And, you know, he's taking some heat. But in reality, what he's doing is spitting at these people. He's just doing it under the guise of the mouthpiece. because there would be no doubt if he hocked a loog on a fan or spit at a referee, the criticism would be enormous. His image would change and it would never be the same. But because of the fact he uses the mouthpiece to do it, he doesn't get the criticism. But to me, it's exactly the same thing. And I have no doubt that he's doing it for exactly the same reasons that somebody would spit. See Charles Barkley. You know, but you can get away with that. Barely. But I'll tell you what. If I'm Adam Silver and I'm looking at this, and again, this is repeat offender time, I'm having a chat with his agent and I'm having the exact same conversation that we're having right now. You do it again. Zero class on the part of Steph. Let's tap out. We'll be back right after this.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. Sports Attack rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This just broke in college basketball. The Miami coach, Jim Larranaga, believes he's coach three in the Department of Justice report. And coach three was said to have knowledge about an Adidas executive and other individuals Dear Little. Now, Larinaga is taking the aggressive attitude and saying he was thankful to be named in the report because he thinks he did nothing wrong and none of his assistants were involved based off the finding in the documents. Okay. We'll see. We want to find out. Like I said, the carnage sacrificial lamb. And guess what? There'll be more. Oh, by the way, because I was on vacation when this. How the hell can you investigate North Carolina for the period of time that they did with all the stuff that went on and justify not handing down any discipline with them? I was astounded when that happened. And they used the justification that the same nonsense classes that were being given away to the athletes were available to all the people on campus, so it was okay. And the people that were taking the tests were doing them for all the people on campus, so it was okay. All right. Wow. And they wonder why people are turned off to sports. Freaking scary. Seriously. Seriously scary. Well, there was a football game last night. Pretty good one, too. Eagles 34, Redskins 24. Skins drop to 3-3. Eagles go to 6-1. Eagles in complete control of the division right now. But there's a caveat. Dallas and the Skins at 3-3. Giants at 1-6. Sucking for Saquon. Amazing. They're going to be in a weird position at the end of the year because they better hope that the Niners in Cleveland want to go for a quarterback so they can get Saquon Barkley. They better hope so. And they're going to win another couple of games here. They're going to end up with a four-win season by the time it's done. But that being said, they'll be almost forced to draft the successor to Eli, even though Davis Webb is on the roster. And then, well, it's a conversation we'll get to later. However, Philadelphia getting the job done. And I liked them at the beginning of the year. I did not pick them for the playoffs, but I did like them, and I liked their chances. At least I don't think I picked them for the playoffs. I'll look at the sheet of paper and figure it out. But honestly, you know, it they've got a good young quarterback. They're playing disciplined football. They've got a first-rate defense. And they're getting the job done. Well, you think Cleveland's happy that they passed on Barkley? Honest to God. I mean, on Carson Wentz, excuse me. I'm projecting. Carson Wentz is playing him some serious football. I mean, serious football. He is doing some stuff right now that most quarterbacks in the league wish they could do. I mean, yesterday, 17 of 25, 4 touchdowns, 1 interception. He's got 17 touchdowns and 4 interceptions for the season and almost 2,000 yards. And they're still handling him a little bit with kid gloves. This kid's going to be around a long time. Long time. He made the leap that Marcus Mariota and Jameis Winston have yet to make. And again, the two toughest jobs in professional football, as far as a talent evaluator goes, is picking the quarterback because of the systems that they play in, and picking offensive tackles. Because you don't know what you're going to get, and again, it's because of systems. But Carson Wentz looked the part, But he came out of a program that's small, North Dakota State, and obviously played against lesser competition. So you didn't know what you were going to get. Well, they got. And he is getting it done. And when you look at who he's gone up against, you know, a giant defense that was supposed to be first rate, a very good Los Angeles Charger defense, an Arizona defense that is first rate, one of the great defensive backfields in the game, and he demolished them, a good Carolina defense and a good Washington defense. These aren't slouch defenses he's going up against. Good personnel, depth, the whole nine yards. And they're getting it done. But there is a fly in the ointment, a monkey in the wrench, the whole nine yards. Jason Peters got carted off. Season ending, whatever the story is, but not bueno. Ziggy Hood rolled up into him, and usually when a player rolls up, it's not good. Now, the Eagles said they don't think Peters tore his ACL, but he's going to undergo the MRI. If, for some reason, it's a season ender, okay, well, they got problems because there's no depth on that offensive line, and he is the guy that makes it go. All about health. Protecting the blinds. I mean, you know all the cliches. They can't afford to lose them. So, if that ends up being the case where he is gone for a significant period of time, that's going to put a major crimp in what's going on with the Eagles because they are firing on all cylinders. Finally, another coach that LeGarrette Blount can play for. Accordingly. Now, again, wasn't a big game because they were determined to shut him down and make Wentz beat them, and that's exactly what happened. But he's been devastating inside the 20. They've used him in the goal line situations, and he only has one touchdown. But short yardage, all that stuff, he's been lights out. He's playing for this coach, which previously the only coach he played for was Bill Belichick. Does not put the ball on the ground. Does not put the ball on the ground. And that's the key. He's not going to break runs for 40 yards, 50 yards, but it doesn't matter. You tackle him. He is 6 foot, 250 pounds. They don't want to tackle him. The game itself was a hell of a good game. Eagles by 10, and it was about right. Like I said, this kid can play. And Cousins plays well enough. And, when you look at the contenders, they're a contender. However, if Peters is gone, it changes. I mean, I injuries, attrition, we talk about this all the time. That's the name of the game in the National Football League. Who's left standing at the end? And we're going to find out. And believe me, I get it. I get it. It's you're at the halfway point, and we've talked about this many times. You saw Minnesota a couple of years ago. Right now, Eagles are flying high at 6-1. Again, competitive. Eagles defense shown. Cousins wasn't as good as Wentz. That was the story of the game. Well-played football game, however. Really was. Let's tap out. We'll be back right after this short timeout.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly. Satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wahl & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wahl has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wahl, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wahl has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Anchor.fm is a great new platform that has some of the coolest audio on the planet. You'll find Rick Tittle's Comedy Spotlight and his interviews with all of today's biggest comedians, plus the best in politics, music, and more. Anchor has it all. And if you want to get in on the action, you can start your own station and be the DJ you've always dreamed of. If you're looking to launch a podcast, Anchor is the easiest way to begin. And with so many ways to interact with your listeners, you'll be destined for greatness. So check out the Comedy Spotlight and more at anchor.fm.
You're back with Sports Attack. I'm Bob Black. He's Senator Roberto on the West Coast. And trust me, we're going to have something other than that music going forward. We're doing some new imaging and all the stuff as this show goes through its transition to its new and current form. Again, going back to this game, Washington represented well, but they're a pedestrian team. They're a 500 team. Kirk Cousins will be playing in San Francisco next year, more than likely. Unless Washington decides that's the direction to go. And Carson Wentz is, you know, one of the futures quarterbacks of the National Football League. And like I said, he made the leap. And in yesterday's game, It was all about the quarterbacks. Kirk Cousins going for 303, three touchdowns and a pick. Carson going for 268, four touchdowns and a pick. Virtually no running game. Although Carson Wentz is mobile, and he went 8 carries for 63 yards. But they don't want him doing that very often. Tight end focus. Ball went to Zach Ertz a whole bunch. Vernon Davis, Jordan Reed for Washington. It was just a good, solid football game by two good teams, one maybe very good team. But if Jason Peters goes down for an extended period of time, they got issues. They got issues. And it will end up being a problem. They will come back to the pack. All is not lost if you're Washington or Dallas. I mean, you know, granted, Philly owns the tiebreakers as of right now, but you'll be fine. +1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. Other NFL stories, as it were. DeShone Kizer. This is why he's not going to be the quarterback in Cleveland. And look, he did nothing wrong as far as getting into drunk driving trouble or anything along those lines. This is strictly, he was hanging out with his friends. A bunch of them went out to dinner. Teammates, by the way. And there was an after-the-fact video of him hanging out, you know, in the bar, but, you know, not doing anything untoward. But here's the deal. You're a winless football team. You're struggling in your rookie year. And so you are getting a reflection of not caring. And I don't think that's true in any way, shape, or form. Honestly, I don't. I think he cares. I think he's trying as hard as he can. He's got the skill set. A lot of the Notre Dame stuff. He's had moments, mostly bad, but some good. You know, he's a second round pick. He's 93 of 179, which is a 52% completion percentage with three touchdowns and 11 interceptions. It's bad. It stinks. But you know, who's taking care of this kid? Who's trying to show him the way? Because there's nobody on that roster that can do it. Cody Kessler doesn't have enough of a track record. You know, the depth chart the other guy went back to Denver. You know, who's your Kevin Hogan? He ain't it either. Nobody can mentor this kid. It's got to come from Hugh Jackson. And this is where, you know, I've been a Hugh Jackson fan for a long time, but if they decide to make a change at the end of the year, I'm starting to not have an issue with that. Now, you're going to have to redo it all over again, and they're still fighting hard. So I'm not going to pull the plug or want to pull the plug on him just yet. And maybe it's just the fact that Kizer isn't good enough. We'll find out. But the offensive line has been terrific, but Joe Thomas went down with a possibly career-ending injury. So that leadership on offense is gone. And you've got a really young defense. That, by the way, is starting to play. I mean, now that they have all the pieces in place, they're starting to play. They were smart. They didn't rush back Myles Garrett. He got a sack on his very first snap. And he's got four sacks thus far this season. Three in his first game against Tennessee. I'm sorry, three in the last game. He had two in his first game. And you know, I mean, he's first game against the Jets, and then a sack last week, and a sack on the 15th against Houston. You know, he's the real deal. Jabril Peppers has played well. They're getting it done. They're getting it done. They're just not quite good enough yet. Another draft. But now the question is starting to be raised. Is it going to be Hugh Jackson leading them forward? And if not, who do you put in there? Is it a whole new system? Do they jettison Greg Williams? I sure as hell wouldn't. I think he's the best defensive coordinator left in football right now. You know, they are close. They're close. But they're not making enough progress, and they're not winning football games. You know, and you have to look at the process and say, okay, what's going on here? So, you know, we're going to find out. But Kizer made a really bad mistake in judgment. And not, you know, again, he did not do anything wrong. So let's be clear about that. But the image and the perception when you're not winning football games is exactly that. And if you're going to be a leader, that's also where you have to step up. Who hasn't said who the starting quarterback's going to be? I mean, look, they've accumulated a ton of draft picks. The question is, you know, will they find their quarterback? Because if they don't, you know, it's they got problems. And I mean, they'll blow up the whole thing yet again. I mean, they're 0-7. I mean, they'll be lucky to get a win the rest of the year. You look at what's left on their schedule. They're at home against Minnesota. No, I'm sorry. That's a London game. My bad. 9:30 in the morning. Detroit, Jacksonville, Cincinnati, Chargers, Green Bay, Baltimore, Chicago, Pittsburgh. They might lose the whole season. At which point they would have to fire Hugh Jackson. They would have to. Like I said, I think he can coach. He may end up coaching Cincinnati. Now, Joe Thomas went down. Joe Thomas took every single snap in his NFL career up until this past week. Look, the full recovery on him is about 9 months. He's arguably, he and Anthony Munoz, the two best offensive tackles to ever play. Period. You know, Joe Thomas has gone through more quarterbacks than I've gone through socks. He's played for a losing organization his entire career. He has taken every single question in interviews politely, answering them the whole nine yards. He is so respected around the league that when he got hurt, fellow offensive tackle Taylor Lewan out of Tennessee ran over to him and paid his respects. He was amazing. And I'm talking about him in the past tense. It's a very emotional time for him right now. Torn triceps is no joke. He's 32 years old. He should still, in theory, have plenty of football left. The question is, does he want to stop? He made the Pro Bowl 10 straight years, his first 10 years in the league. There's only five players that have ever done that, including him. Mel Renfro, Merlin Olsen, Barry Sanders, Lawrence Taylor. Look it up. Ain't nobody better. You know, they throw the term warrior around quite a bit. You know, it was a bad week for Cleveland. Bad week for Cleveland. All the way around. And where they go from here, who knows? I mean, I understand why they went with Kaiser, and I was in favor of it. He's just in way over his head right now. Way over his head right now. And I think in order to not destroy his career, you've got to go with Kessler the rest of the year, hope he wins you a couple of games, and figure out the offseason whether or not you need to go with another quarterback. And you know something? You know, for all the people that were involved in the Suck for Sam freeway sweepstakes, you know, Sam Darnold has not played good football this year. He has come back to earth with a resounding thud. And come draft time, I mean, all the measurables will be there and everything else. NFL talent evaluators are going to have to make a really hard decision because he's not winning. And they're going to have to decide whether the Rosen one is the right way to go, Mason Rudolph is the right way to go, Allen is the right way to go. All these quarterbacks going forward. And then Cleveland's going to have to make the call because they're going to be in the mix for one of them. What direction do they go in? Do they trade down and hope to get more? Entirely possible. They've been doing it. But next year is the put up or shut up year, and we'll question whether or not Hugh Jackson's going to be the guy leading the charge. I'm Bob Black. Let's step out. We'll be back to wrap it up right after this.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774.
Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Welcome back to The Attack, Bob Black. Senator Roberto on the West Coast, making sure it stays in the air. Not always the easiest thing. It's like being a one-legged... No, I'm not even going to go there. The possibilities and the probabilities involving Cleveland. They got some issues. They got some real issues. Now, they got a bunch of picks. And again, it will depend who wins what going forward. But if they're sitting at the top with the number one pick, they got to go with Josh Rosen, I think. You know, the Suck for Sam sweepstakes, maybe not so much. Saquon Barkley's going to weigh into the mix. Cleveland's got a bunch of draft picks. Now, is this draft as deep? We'll see. Opinions vary. But they've got the first pick. They have the 14th pick. Do they trade down? Well, depending on who they like as a quarterback, because there's going to be four picked in the first round. Because don't forget about Lamar Jackson. A lot of interesting scenarios that are starting to play their way out halfway through the season. And by the way, if you're talking about your team and you're talking about the draft, well, you got issues. Fall. Who might end up being the best of them all? Well, that's it for this edition of The Attack. Hope you enjoyed it. More fun, more frivolity, more sports tomorrow here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. For Robert on the West Coast, guess what? I'm Bob Black. You're not. Have a great day, everybody. Adios.